This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Amen, man. Amen, we locked in, man. Listen.
Episode 131 of the Round the Morning Show. We here. Amen.
Yeah. It's your boy, Jermaine Richards. We in the building with it, man. B-Baby Trey, Trevon Richards. We in here.
Shit, last episode being 28, man. Yeah. We on the big, better
thing. Amen. We got young Sheldon Sebastian live in the flesh. Amen.
Yes, sir, man.
In the O.
S in the O, man. Listen, it's been a wholesome, deep episode, man. We really went into it this time around, man. Talked about everything, including when your alarm clock doesn't go off. When you miss your flight because your alarm clock didn't go off. Sheldon misses his flight because his alarm clock didn't go off. Driving the fastest your car's ever driven. We also cover when your plane leaves you on an island. Before we get into it, man, we need y'all to drop a 5-star stunner rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Believe that.
Let the people know why you watch and listen to the RO Show. Amen.
Yeah.
Merch, more vids, vlogs, Random Order Snap Show, Discord link, all that shit. RandomOrder.org. Amen. We locked in. Log on. Amen. Locked in.
Give me some J Keys.
Shit, what we got? Okay.
Ah, jeez.
Yeah, I know what this is.
We locked in.
Ah, jeez.
Locked in.
Trust me, bear rate.
Ah, jeez.
Trust me, bear rate.
Ah, jeez.
Trust me, bear rate.
Ah, jeez.
Yo.
Trust me, Barry. Baby's waking up now. What's all the commotion, man?
Go back to bed.
The boy's stupid.
Ah, jeez.
It's Friday. What are people doing?
Draw a fucking blank.
What did you say, nigga?
Real talk, man.
Go on. Jay fucking Keys, man. Mixtape coming out. My man is hot. He on fire. He taking over all boroughs, man. He taking over all boroughs, man. Y'all whack DJs, man. Need to play my man Jay Keys, man. For real.
Word up.
On God.
Matter of fact, I barely even talk.
The niggas back in the day just, they'll do their thing, they'll rap, they start rapping, then their boy come in.
Check my man out, man. He hot. He really tearing up the streets. Y'all niggas need to pay attention.
Niggas just turn around, ain't even caring.
Y'all need to pay attention.
He's over here.
My man is hot. He hungry, man.
They call out the biggest nigga in fucking rap.
Biggie Smalls, what do you got on him?
Sheldon back in the flesh, man.
Touch him on camera. Yes, sir.
Come on, back in the O.
All right, now.
Yeah.
All right, now.
Oh, my fault, brother.
Yeah.
Come on, ain't nothing but just a reminder. That's
Man. Bro, this shade, the shade arms, if you got fat shade arms, blind spots.
It's true, yeah. That's a fact, yeah.
Your fist was right in the blind spot.
Tunnel vision, though. Yeah, for real. My fault, gang.
Come on, you good.
I ain't gonna lie, I've been looking at myself, too. I'm trying to get it out of my system.
Yeah, get it out.
You know what I mean? So I don't do the whole show, but yeah, we back, man. I'm here.
And we gonna get into that, man, because we had a little bit of complications. We got a little complications.
It ain't easy all the time, man. Hey.
You know, it's hot out here for people.
You know, they call.
You know
yeah, exactly. That's it.
Come on, man. Ain't nothing but a little bit of RO, man. We don't even know what episode we at, but you know, he locked in with the game, man. What to do?
Complications, man. This daylight savings hit you.
We could go. I could run with that.
That shit hit you.
Bro,
I've been stumbling for a few days.
I'm gonna stop you right there, man. Because you know, You know, you got a problem, and like I don't really know what it was on Tuesday, but maybe next week, yeah, nigga bring some up. I'm like,
yeah, this is why it happened.
Yes.
It's so funny you say that because I've already been going through the motions of like, hey, if this didn't happen, I probably wouldn't have something. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, man, I missed the flight, man. I'm gonna just come out and say it. I missed the flight.
Yeah, that's what it is.
My first one, man. You know. 29 years old, my first flight missed. I'm okay with that. I can live with that. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, it's a horrible feeling, bro.
Bro, when all that machinery just leaves without you, it's just they got that fucking bird in the air.
I'm telling you.
1,000 pounds.
I'm telling you.
Lifting off the ground without you.
I'm telling you. And I feel like the people that work at the airport, they probably deal with that so much. So they don't give you no empathy. They don't got nothing left for you. There's no empathy left for you. It's like,
man, working here 8 years. Seen it all, baby. Heard all the excuses.
You know what I mean? You the fifth one this week, brother. Like, trust me, man. But yeah, I missed the flight, man. Like, my alarm just didn't go off, man. My alarm did not go off.
Hold on now.
Look, it did not.
I'm in your frame, brother. You remember that last episode?
Yeah. But it's different, though, because I didn't sleep through the alarm. I did not sleep through the alarm. It did not go off. And I have the screenshot of my alarm set. It's ticked green.
You screenshotted it before or after you missed
after,
it?
After. After.
You go back to it, yeah.
Yeah, because when it go off, it go off, right? But it didn't go. It didn't go off, you know. But
I ain't believing it, man.
I'm gonna be real, man. I feel like, look, let's talk about the whole story. Let's talk about the whole story. So I'm Sean Sebastian. This is my story. You feel me?
This is the true story.
The real world.
You know, we was talking about this trip for a little minute. We send it up like, all right, you know, when we gonna come back?
Give dates. We can give dates.
All right, so what, maybe like 3 weeks ago,
we started to talk
about it. Yeah, we were like, you know, we gotta come. Y'all gotta come to Toronto in April, so let's try to get you back out here in March. Yeah. Da da da. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, you know, this is my priority. Like, I'm ready for this, right?
Amen. Locked in.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we was talking about it. We was setting up dates. We were locking in dates.
Yes.
This was the week. Mm-hmm. This was the week we talked about. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie.
So I stayed gangster.
Premeditated.
On that.
Yeah, this was the week, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was like, all right, cool. Y'all say y'all gonna front the ticket. So I'm like, okay, I'm not trying to be, hey, where the ticket at? I'm not paying for
y'all
it.
Y'all my shit.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's one of these.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm chilling and shit. You know, a week go by. You know, we record every time we record. I feel like after we record, we kind of debrief and you know, see where we at. So it's like, yeah, man, yo, this is what we thinking about. The cool.
Yeah.
So we about a week out, I want to say, and you know, I ain't have a ticket yet, you know, but I'm waiting.
No email.
You know, we talking
about
it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I told my shorty, I might be out this week, but you know, I ain't know yet, right?
So your bag is on the floor open, but
not
packed.
It's on bag. You feel me?
And I'm gonna stop you right there, man. That's just the worst, man. You're not flexing on someone, but you kind of like, hey, man, yeah, I may be going to LA.
I'm telling you, I never wanted to sound like that.
Niggas always going to LA, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I'm finna go out to LA, man.
I'm finna go to LA.
Because I ain't trying to say that, and then the week comes, and you know, I'm at the crib still.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know. Them niggas did not update me.
There's a lot of different type of dudes out there that'll take the different route and get a little defensive. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, showing this tooth, nigga. I said I'm going to LA.
It's still a week, brother.
I'm still having it. The flight only 4 hours, nigga. I'm going. I can go today. I'm chilling.
It's Wednesday today. Mm-hmm. So the Friday, so like 4 days ago. I just vibe check. Like, you know, any update on the ticket? I'm like, yeah, I gotta say something now. Like, you know, any update on the ticket? Like, you know, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, we just figuring out some stuff. But you know, most likely Monday, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, cool. But still, I don't got no email. I ain't got no ticket yet. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, you know what? Like, it doesn't have to happen because we got the remote situation. So I'm like, you know, I don't need to really press it for like the sake of the show. It's still gonna go on, right? So. Monday, I'm chilling, man. You know, I was editing. I was chopping clips all day. You feel me?
Yeah.
Trying to, you know, get shit up. Boy, hit me up. Sharon, hey, you can catch at 6 a.m.
You ready to hop on a bird in 10 hours?
Hey, let me tell you something. I looked at my phone and I said, ooh. Because something about 6 a.m. in flight is just a combination that is not a pleasant combination. You know what I'm saying? No matter what.
They don't go together.
You know what I mean? It could be a week in advance. It's like, ooh. So after the ooh set in, you know, initials, I'm like, you know, I am flexible. This is the week I knew it was coming.
Mm.
So I'm like, yeah, I could do it. Like, you know, it ain't gonna take me too long to pack. I was just here. I kind of knew what I needed and didn't when I was here. So, yeah.
Brother, the suitcase is open for 2 months. You said yes, nigga, yes. You didn't unpack the first time. You just gotta close it back. So I just closed my shit. Ready to go?
Oh, that's it. Go ahead, man.
So text my shorty like, hey. You know, the word came through.
It's happening.
It's happening. You know, you think you can be able to drive me to the airport tonight? Would you hate that? It's 6 a.m. Because, you know, she work 8:30 a.m. So she's like, I can, you know, I wouldn't, you know, if you need me to drop you, I'll drop you. So I'm like, cool. So he sent me the screenshot of, like, him booking the ticket. And this is where I feel like the energy kind of shifted for me a bit. Because he put Sheldon Sebastian, which is my name, but it's not my government name. That's my middle name. My last name is Powell. Mm. So I didn't even notice it. I didn't notice it because I'm honestly, Sheldon Sebastian is really, that's my last name to me these days. I'm going so hard with the brand. I get it. I understand, bro. I understand. So,
nah, I knew stuff.
You know. So, you know, the day goes by. It's about, I think it's like 10 o'clock. I start to like pack. I start to put shit in the suitcase. So I'm just getting everything, getting my shit in order, right? And I look at the screenshot and I notice it's the Sebastian now. So I'm like, hey, brother, like, that's not my actual last name. Like, I don't know if that's going to cause an issue with the ticket. So he's like, oh, bro, I sent it to you. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I didn't really book it. Like, you know.
I said sorry right away. Yeah, I'm not like, hey, we got something to send to you. What you talking about, man?
So
my apologies.
So, you know, he makes it right. He does what he got to do on the back end and he changes it, right? This is where I feel like shit kind of gets misconstrued because you had to cancel that ticket.
Yeah.
And book a new ticket. So I thought you just changed the name on the ticket. I didn't know you had to cancel it and book a new one, right? So none of this matters. I still missed the flight. I'm just gonna let y'all know.
There's reasons. I always say this, man. This is not an excuse.
Right,
this is what happened.
This is what happened, yeah. Me and him, we going back and forth on the text. He's trying to make it right. He's like, yeah, you should be getting an email. I ain't getting no email. It's gonna be coming 15 minutes. I'm like, all right, cool. I know Tremont, he's a trustworthy guy. I know he got me. I'm not tripping. So I finish packing and shit.
Yeah.
Take a shower or whatever. My girl come home, you know, set my alarm. Get into bed. Still don't have this email confirmation, but I'm like, all right, when I wake up, I know it's going to happen, right? Alarm doesn't go off. I jump up at 5:10. 5:10, I wake up, roll over, look at my clock, and I'm like, oh! And I'm honest, immediately, like, it's clipped. Like, I didn't even want to leave the house.
You shouldn't have.
Zara was like, we got to try. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I don't even brush my teeth, wash my face,
damn,
nothing.
That's what's up, man.
And I have Invisalign right now, so it's like extra hot and shit in my mouth and mucky and disgusting. But I'm in the car. Shout out to my girl because we was locked in that morning. Like normally she kind of slow to move, especially off the wake up. But she was like, by the time I got closed my suitcase, put my toiletry bag in my suitcase, she's in the car outside, whatever. Boom, boom, boom.
Fresh dip out,
yeah,
man.
Fresh dip out.
Like, your body imprint still on the mattress.
Like, we was in the house like 3 minutes, 5:13.
Mattress still going up.
I'm telling you, like. So we get in the whip. I'm like, get out. She's like, you want to drive? I'm like, yeah, let me drive. So I'm going buck 40 to the highway. Damn, I swear to God. Yo. Like, and we in the 2005 CRV, so I'm feeling the buck 40.
Yeah,
but it's going. We don't.
Exactly. There's a certain speed. Every car has a threshold before it starts shaking.
2009 models in debt. 2008, maybe. Yeah, like, 2007, maybe. Give me 2007.
I'm telling
Once
you.
Once you hit 140, you know. Like, yeah.
God bless her, because I know she's like, whoa. Like, I know I said try, but I ain't say like this. You know what I mean? Because I'm feeling it, because I'm not a nigga that takes lightly to people spending their money on me. So I'm like, yo, I'm trying to get there.
I mean, you know, in those whips, like, you have your 120 where you're like shaking, but then there's a grace point where 130 is just,
and you just I'm telling you.
Smooth out, but then what? Out of this world.
Or if it's like, yo, you like,
the wheels start going like this, nigga. It's on three wheels.
The radio and shit starts working, bro. It's like Stranger Things.
I'm telling you, bro.
The lights start flickering.
Hold on, that's good.
Signs, bro.
This happens at 150.
Just see 170. You see when I floor it.
Did they ever tell you the top speed he's ever did in this car?
That was my top speed that morning. That's right.
The fastest the car's ever driven.
That was my top speed, bro.
Dude, I don't ever feel safe when you fucking, you're in the nigga's whip and you just turn over. You know I did 200 in this thing.
See, I believe you, man.
Not
I
again, just, not today, please.
Bro, I'll take your word, man. Yeah.
Brother, fuck. Yeah, man.
You doing that, a buck 40 right
buck
now.
Buck 40, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Drive, 17 man. Minutes, I get to the airport. I was surprised.
Nice.
Nice, dude.
I was surprised the GPS even said that. Like, said, that's it? Like, okay, I can maybe make this flight. Yeah. It's morning time.
So you on wheels at what time?
I think a 5:10, 5:13, we in the whip.
Sitting on wheels.
I'm telling you, because I knew what I was going to put on, so nice. I just put it on, didn't brush my teeth, wash my face, nothing, just dip out. Yeah. You know what I mean? My girl did the same thing.
That may be a record right there. Guinness World Record.
We was outside.
Can we get
like,
a check of what yeah. Let's get a mattress to wheels. 3 minutes?
That's crazy.
With your shorty?
Bro, she had it on the driveway ready for me.
That's Hall of Fame shit.
Appreciated you for that. So...
So, yo, shout out Z.
Yeah, man. Shout out Z Queen, man.
Yeah, man.
Fuck.
So, while I'm on the way to the airport, I get an email on my phone, which is like not an abnormal thing. You get email updates about your flight. I don't check it because I'm like, fuck it. The best case scenario, it can say delayed. And that's like the best case scenario. Perfect. Like, I'm good, you know? Yeah. So, I don't check it. Pull up to the airport, probably like 5:30-ish, maybe like a little bit before 5:30.
And wheels off the ground at 6:10.
6:20 is when is wheels off the ground. So I'm like, okay, you know, I got like 45, 50 minutes to get through. Like, I might could make it, right?
Check back?
I had to check it. It was pre-checked. But so it should just be like a drop in the thing and go, right?
Yeah.
So I hop out the whip, whatever. I get in the airport and I'm flying Sunwing. And I'm not a bougie nigga. I fly whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I never flown Sunwing before. And, you know, they don't have a presence in the airport like other airlines.
So Swoop
is like their early morning airline to Caribbean, so it's packed for Swoop. If I was flying Swoop, I would have just left because there ain't no way getting in that.
The sun is out, the weather is nice, so you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So, let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So I go, y'all know the airport, so you got the American side on the right side. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, let me go that way. So I go that way, I don't see no Sunwing. So I'm like, ask somebody, like, where's Sunwing at? Oh, that's on the other side, all the way on the other side of the airport. So I'm like, okay, I'm running now. I'm running in the airport, like, fuck it. So I pull up to Sunwing, and it's dead. There's nothing going on, but like, every spot that like an agent should be at, like, it has like a red light, like it's like closed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, what the fuck does this mean? So I walk up to the first person I see working there. I'm like, oh, I'm trying to catch my flight. She's like, where are you flying to? I'm like, Orlando. She's like, oh, that's American flight. So you got to send me back the other way.
Hey, man.
So I'm like, oh, so I go back. Wow, I'm like,
I already knew that.
I'm like looking for like Sunwing. I don't see Sunwing. I don't see no type of signage for Sunwing.
The heart's doing
and
this right
and
now.
I'm like, yo, this is orange, bro. How am I not seeing this shit, nigga? So I look at the email and it goes, your flight has been canceled. So I'm like, I call Zara. Yo, my flight has been canceled. Like, turn around. So she's like, okay. So she turns around. She hasn't been that far yet. So I'm like, what does it mean by canceled? So I guess she checked on her phone. She's like, no, it says it's still good. So remember when I told you he made a new flight? So they sent me a cancellation email for the Sheldon Sebastian flight. But I'm thinking, like, that's the flight that's canceled. So I'm kind of like stuttering a bit, like not knowing what to do. So I asked somebody, yo, where's Sunwing? They sent me back to the other side. So I go back to the other side. I'm like, yo, where is my flight?
Where do I go?
I'm like, yo, look at my boarding pass. Where do I go? So she sends me now to where all the fucking red LEDs were, like she looks closed. She sends me there. There's somebody behind the desk, behind this the glass.
Short? Nigga, what's happening?
I don't know. Like, it's just, I don't know. So I go up to this lady and I'm like, look, I don't know if my flight's canceled or not, but this is my flight. I'm going to Orlando. Like, I need to try to make this flight. So she asks me my name, give her my name. She looks it up. I guess she doesn't find it, takes my passport, looks it up. She goes, okay, yeah, you're not going to make that flight. I'm like, why? Like, what do you mean? Like, she's like, you're not going to get through customs in 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Because by now, it's like 5:50.
Park up. Is the customs packed?
Going today, I realized it was very packed because today it was very packed. But I did this like mobile passport thing.
Yes.
And that,
yes,
and I slid in that line and quick. I was pretty quick. But like the regular line was like dumb long. So yeah, man. So by then, you know, she goes and this is where I feel like I fucked up too, because she's like, why are you late? I'm not a liar. So I'm like, my alarm didn't go off. And the look she gave me was like, fuck you. Like this fucking idiot. Like,
damn.
Sorry, you're going to have to book another flight. Like, you're not going to make that flight. Sorry. So I'm defeat is setting in. So now I got to text the group chat.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, guys.
Boys.
I missed it still, man. It's not going to happen. And, you know, Toronto's very understanding. Like, it definitely, it put me at ease. He's like, yo, it happens, man. Don't worry. Like, we'll sort it out. So, yeah, man, my girl pulled back around. We drove home. I was very apologetic, like, sorry. Because she got to go to work in, like, 3 hours, right? Yeah, so, I'm like, damn. She didn't even end up going to work that day because when she woke up, she's just too tired. She didn't even go. But, you know, I'm going to say this, man. I think the universe, not at the expense of your guys' money, but like, the universe made me miss that flight because I chilled very hard that day, man. We hung out. Me and my girl, we hung out all day.
That's what's up.
Watched mad movies.
Nice.
Ate like shit all day.
I like that, man.
It was a it's good day. All things considered. Yeah, it was a good day. And then this morning, I ain't play no games, man. I went back to the old school alarm clock. Nigga, I set up the old
the
school
physical
alarm.
Joint?
The physical joint.
Out the basement.
I plugged it in. Out the UFO. Plugged it in, nigga. Set the alarm on it. Set 3 on my phone. And that shit woke me up.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
Beyonce That's on the radio woke me up. Definitely a lesson learned, man. Definitely a lesson learned, man.
You gotta set them fucking alarms,
man.
Yeah,
set them alarms, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I've set up some crazy shit, nigga. I done set up my fucking oven one time, nigga.
Oh, really?
Just gotta set every fucking very important things, man. You really? Set one device, two device, nigga. Yeah. iPad.
It's true, man.
iPod Touch.
Yeah. You gotta break out of that REM sleep, you know? That REM sleep be deep, man. So.
You ever set a fucking practice alarm for like just in a minute?
Yeah, just to see if it works. Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah, yeah. And one of those funny, like this morning, my flight got delayed 10 minutes.
Yeah.
If I had that yesterday, I might have made
smooth.
It. You know what I'm saying? I might have made it if I had that. But.
There's so many things to break down from that story.
That's a good story, by the way.
Great story.
Thank you.
I was there the whole time.
You know, the nigga was going through it. Honestly, the whole time, I was just waiting for a fucking tear to drop down from the shades. From the shades. Just.
And for the fourth time, I'm like, where's someone? He done sent me here already.
Dog, if you're ever checking in a bag, for future reference, if you're ever checking in a bag and it's an hour before your flight, you're not going.
Yeah, okay.
But you could throw some toothpaste in the garbage and shit. Your bag, your check bag.
Is it a big bag? About it.
Yeah, the big boy.
Yeah, the big thing.
And that's the thing, though. When I saw 5:10, like, I immediately was like, it's clipped. Like, I texted you right at 5:10. Yeah. Missed it still.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He did.
But you know, he Zara did. Was like, no, we gotta try. And I was like, okay, you know what? Like, for sure. Like, she's right.
Yeah, nah, man. That's it. It's just not worth it, man. Like, you know, like, fucking driving that fast, the panic. You're not thinking.
Yeah.
Dog, I've been there.
You're out of your body.
I knew exactly what to say to you, bro.
Yeah, literally, Sheldon was the imprint on the bed still. You left your soul there. Like, it's just your body's zombie mode. Like,
and the thing is, there's not so many things, but there are like 3 or 4 like key items that I needed for this trip that I forgot because I was like, I'll pack it in the morning.
Damn.
Like, I have another toothbrush for my Invisalign. I got to use that in the morning. So I didn't pack it. Mm. And I left all that shit. Towel, left all that shit. I mean, I knew I would have had a towel, but I was like, okay. So I was like, you know what? Glasses, left my glasses. Like,
damn, can't see.
Yeah, I would have been watching, you know? We watching games on the balcony. I'm not watching that, bro. Like,
so, Sean, where you looking? I'm here, nigga. Just whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm here, bro. I hear it.
Yeah, man.
The thing is, man, like, yeah, there's layers to that story.
The whole episode is just us breaking this down, bro. Like,
we're just focused on, like, a lot of things were going on. It's been the past 3 months been kind of hectic.
Yeah.
Getting over here to the States and whatever, us settling, having our visas, and just getting settled. So a lot's been going on the last 3 months, and shit just, I feel like me and Jermaine have been operating like that for a long, long time.
Truthfully,
just like,
yeah.
What are you doing tomorrow? And it's like, ultimately, I'm fucking chilling tomorrow.
We make the decision to work.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know so it's just like, I'm so used to like working like that, where it's like, all right, like, we told you the date, you know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave you the option. I'm like, yo,
you did.
Check this out, man. Just peep this shit, man. You, there's two flights I'm looking at right now. Leave at the same time. You do Tuesday, you can do Wednesday.
Yeah.
You said Tuesday? All right, man. Let's get Tuesday going. It made sense. We can do that.
Sometimes, man, when you're working for yourself too, man, that money go at its own pace.
Yeah.
That money gonna show up when it's ready to show up. And you can't. Nigga, ain't amount of texts or emails or nothing, nigga, showing up to niggas' houses that'll get you that wire, man.
I'm telling Sheldon, I'm watching TV, boy. Yeah. I got ideas. Hey, I got ideas on how to get that money quick, boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
What you watching?
I started Snowfall. Oh, that's what's up.
Come on. Like,
you know what I mean?
I ain't get the wire, but I do have a lot of physical cash.
I ain't get the wire, but I watch the wire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What you know about escrow?
Yes.
So... yeah, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's another thing. We just, to make things happen, we obviously need money, you know? So certain things, we're just waiting on certain things to work so everything can work properly. He said Tuesday. I'm like, all right, cool. Sent him a 6 a.m. flight. Let's talk about Sunwing a little bit.
All right, huh?
I told someone, I'm like, yo, you have my niggas flying down here. It's like, nice, what's his airline? Where's he leaving? I said, Sunwing.
Why the Sunwing? What was they coming in at? Was it coming in with a sweet price?
Was coming at a low 160 from 99.
Plane's a plane, man.
Hey, man.
The body the same.
These boats 760 something.
It's an employee thing. Nigga.
Let me tell you something. I've never been like bought a flight that I had to like fly by myself. Like, I've flown with y'all before, y'all bought me flights, but like, we be together and shit.
Yeah.
So, like, you got the shit on your phone. I'm just, you know, I'm tagging along.
I'm
like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm just chilling. Yeah. So I'm looking at the email, just looking through the receipt and shit. I see credit negative $10. So the boy got a credit on the flight.
Not 10 off.
You know, shit.
So I'm like, okay, that's why we flying on this weird ass website.
Yeah. That was Chief O'Hare's thing. Yeah. So you do third party shit.
I'm a simple guy. I'm appreciative, bro. I ain't ask no questions, but I just try to figure it out.
This is honestly the funniest thing to break down because there's so many layers, man. Like, because you can book with Sunwing, but I found it on Cheapo Air.
Mm.
And them boys are saying, listen, they're 160. Plus, we got a little. Hey.
Fuck with us.
Take their ten, you know, right? Tell them it's all right.
Oh, man. I just had to do a little survey. Whatever. Great, great, great. So, Sunwing. It's basically for like vacations and shit. So they don't really fly too many places, but they're coming to Orlando for Disney. They go to Miami, they go to Jamaica, like Sunwing, nigga. Like, remember when Dad took us on our first vacation?
That's
I'm seeing, oh, hey, Canada's so nice. WestJet, whoa, where we going, Dad? Fucking dark ass corner of it. That's why fucking I related to Soul Plane so much.
Foldable table, nigga.
I seen a thing, I seen like a volume button on the like little thingy, no screen. From like, what am I turning up?
Just
like
captain's voice.
I'm like, what the fuck?
So whatever. So Sunwing flies here for like 160, and this is the last minute. This is literally for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Air Canada's like 500, whatever.
Oh,
but
no,
Sunwing, like me and Julian would fly Sunwing back. This nigga Julian would leave back in 2016 back to Orlando for $60.
Yeah,
he's like, when are you leaving? I can go tomorrow for 60. Like, you know what I mean? So Sunwing is straight. But they only had that one flight for 6 a.m. So even when I asked him, like, oh, is there another one? I knew tomorrow was the next one. The next thing was Sheldon Sebastian. Yeah, and I was just doing a lot of things that day. I was trying to organize a lot of things. This week is fucking busy. It's crazy. And I wrote Sheldon, and my computer had autofill on it to Sebastian. I said, yeah.
Cool, yeah.
Click.
Oh, that's him.
And the thing is, when I noticed it, I thought about, I could probably run it because it's my middle name. Like, it is on my passport. Mm-hmm. So I could probably run it. But I was like, you know what? I don't want to take that chance. Yeah. Let me just say something and, you know, see where I pop.
Which is fine. So when I couldn't change the name. So I booked it through another site. So that's when y'all got to know where you're shopping at. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I like going to Apple because look, if this ain't work, here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, right. I go buy this somewhere else and this starts working. You're talking to fucking Peter from who knows fucking where.
Yeah,
you know?
Gotcha. Yep.
So if something messes up with Air Canada, yo, listen, can you change the name? Boom, convenient. You know what I mean? I'm booking on different type of sites, brother. So I'm calling other people and they saying,
it's just a guy, nigga, just a nigga. Just
bro, I hear Cisco in the back. Hello?
What's wrong with it? Oh, that's on you, nigga.
I ain't got nothing to do with that, man. And listen, don't call them about, don't call them direct. Don't call them direct, man. Like, so I couldn't change the name. And the person basically told me, like, I got to cancel a ticket and buy a new one. Mm-hmm. But I just booked the ticket, so it was 24-hour free cancellation.
Oh, nice,
I'm
nice,
always
nice, nice,
love
nice.
That. Yeah. Cancel that, full refund.
You typically do a no insurance?
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Yeah? No insurance.
I always feel a way about doing it, but this is my, I got to get it how I live, man.
Yeah. You ever hit you? Where you like, damn, I should have got that
no,
shit?
No, not yet, no. Yeah.
Yesterday would have hit if it was even Wednesday.
See, it was a good thing you booked the fucking night before.
The night before, exactly.
Oh, facts.
So, but you in the midst of a month ahead.
Well, maybe the alarm didn't go off.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. So, anyways, I had to rebook the ticket. That was no problem. Mm-hmm. It was just really a quick ticket. Send them the new one.
But not really, because if you told me you actually did that, then
I did.
You didn't tell me that.
No, because remember, that was the next part.
Yeah, communication was bad stuff. Like, I saw they were dealing with it in the chat. I'm tuning in. I saw Sheldon Sebastian. I'm like, it's Powell, but Sheldon's going to tell him. I'm like, I'm doing my shit.
Sheldon said, scrape.
He said, yo, I didn't see Sheldon say,
I was in them YouTube studio links, man. I was trying to get that shit right. So I was like, yep, that's good.
Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah. I felt like I was communicating everything, like,
nah, for sure. That's my fault.
I
take that one for sure.
Because I had your birthday. I had nationality, passport. He's from Canada. Mm-hmm. Fucking, I had everything. So I'm like, Sean's about email look good. I'm like,
You ever feel out a good form?
You think you fucking killed that shit, right? You look at, you know when you feel something, all your information, your new crib and shit? Yeah. Sent.
Approved.
So I sent that bitch out. And then when you told me that, I had to cancel or whatever. Then remember, you couldn't check in.
Mm-hmm.
So the first ticket I booked, I went back because Sean's like, yo, I'm not getting these emails, man. Trey, what's going on? Mm-hmm. I'm fucking worried because I'm the reason, like, if this don't go right, I can send this nigga to Alaska right now. Yeah.
You're the travel agent. I'm the travel agent right now.
I'm a travel agent right now. I'm trying to get a good Yelp review.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, bet. Like, I'll figure it out. Look at detective mode. Look at the first ticket. Book ticket 550. I see fucking at 6:05, I had the email confirmation. I said, get 15 sent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fucking waiting in bed because it's like 12 at this point.
Yeah, it's about midnight, yep.
No tickets coming in. Mm-hmm. So I said, fucking Sean, just go to bed, man. You'll be straight and you'll be there by the morning. Yep. But then I can't close my eyes while thinking, like, I don't know if this is going to be shit.
It was rough for me, too.
Yeah. So then I pick up, I do some Googles, hit the Sunwing site, and I do some shit, and I type in different codes to make it. Because Sunwing is going to have a different confirmation code than Cheapo Air. So I had to find Sunwing's confirmation code, check them in. So now I check you in on your Sunwing flight, which I thought you got that pass. I'm like, yo, did you get that email? Did you get that email? The original Sunwing flight.
After you signed in on Sunwing, then I started getting text alerts and shit like that. So I'm like, okay, once I got a text alert, I was like, okay, cool.
Lockdown. I'm
hitting the bell. Y'all know my number, nigga.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But, yo, I can't tell you, like, how fucking scary that is. Like, when you book a ticket, I don't care if I'm going to the movies. If I book a ticket, where the email, dog?
No,
like,
for sure.
I need that email.
Niggas going to think I'm crazy. Yeah.
Prove it.
And bro, I got about 5 emails in one app. Like, I gotta switch between them. Like, I can't. Like, I'm gonna be stressed out.
Yeah. So I understood. I'm like, it was stressing me that you didn't have the email.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone know you need the email, man. Mm-hmm. Anywhere you go, you need the email. So then after you got that, I was like, yeah, okay, I'm gonna go to bed. But honestly, before I went to bed, I told myself, I'm like, something don't feel good.
Like one of them trips.
Yeah, I said something right.
Oh,
like,
my God. I'm telling you, universe, man. Yeah, the universe. Yeah. Yep.
So when I woke up and I saw that, and I told myself I'm going to leave my phone unloud to just like text me. I'm going to wake up.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I was thinking about all night. Yeah. 5:10, I responded literally 5:11, maybe 5:10.
Yeah, yeah. I looked after. I'm like, damn, this thing was just up. Yeah.
I was waiting, bro, because I'm like, so, didn't feel right. You know that feeling, so you're ready to wake up for whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
So I woke up. I said, all right, he forgot it or he missed it. I knew there wasn't a next one. I'm like, yo, we'll figure it out. Like, all I could say was like, yo, don't worry.
It's what it is.
It is what it is. And ultimately in life, man, that's the lesson here.
Yeah.
Anything goes wrong in life, it's better you don't panic and just chill. I would have rather you stayed home. Cause it ain't make no. It ain't. You're not making.
I think you're close enough.
I think yeah. I feel like if it wasn't
for that back and forth and shit,
I think I would have made it in there. Yeah, for sure. And I feel like.
But that's still customs.
I feel like doing it too. It allowed me to just leave it at the airport. You feel what I'm saying?
I feel that.
Just leave it at the airport. Yeah. When I drove home, me and Zara were talking about it. I'm like, honestly, I'm not upset still. Like, it didn't feel good in the moment, like at all. When I was waiting for it to pick me up, like I felt like shit. But yeah, by the time we got home, I was like, yo, this is what it is. Like, there's nothing I can do about it. Yeah. It does happen, you know what I mean? I tried, I gave a valiant effort, and you know, we figure it out.
It's life, man.
Yeah, man.
It's good to chill like that. Mm-hmm. It's good to, once you deal with your problems like that.
Or the jets in the air.
Yeah.
What? I'm not getting on that motherfucker, man. That shit is over there. You ever see your flight dipping? That just brings you peace. All right, it did leave me.
Yeah.
That shit is gone, motherfucker.
But it's crazy in life because you can flip that switch and say,
y'all niggas left without me. Nigga, you gave me $100.
But and the thing is, being on the flight the next day and the flight was so empty, I felt a little bit of a way. Like, y'all could have waited, bro. This shit is so empty. If this is enough, how it was yesterday.
Yeah. Yours was packed.
Really?
To the brim.
Oh, fuck.
The first day?
Yeah, his was packed to the brim. Like, niggas wanted to be here Tuesday. Yeah.
Okay. Someone got that buddy pass now.
Yeah.
They filled that bitch up, man. They said, listen, Sheldon ain't here. Yeah. Y'all can... Come on.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Wednesday flight was... Today was solid. Like, honestly, like, good flight. Like, I had every seat beside me was open. So I was like all types of waves when I was laying down and shit. So it was a good fucking flight, man. You know, like, quick. I felt like I just blinked and I was here. So
Yeah, man. That's just what it is, man.
This nigga funny though, cause he bought the new ticket and shit.
Yeah.
He goes, hey man, you gonna have to get that bag.
You gonna have to what?
You gonna have to pay for your own bag.
So that's why I stopped.
I said, of course.
Yo.
Of course.
And let me explain that to you, man. So I'm on the phone with the wing.
Yeah.
I'm fucking dark. I've never been, like, I'm a polite guy, but I've never been so polite.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
I have all the time in the plane gone. I have all the time in the world. What's up? I'm calling my nigga. I'm like, what's good, man? She's nice. She's like,
okay, let me check into it.
You know when they say that one thing give you a little bit of hope? Mm. I said, Mr. Flight, I have my name, my confirmation. Tell me what you need. Let me know if I can just switch that to tomorrow's flight. I know there's a flight tomorrow. I already checked.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Let me bring that up for you.
Ooh.
I love when they bring it up. You know what you got for me, man? Bring it up, man.
Bring it up.
Bring it up, man.
Help me out, please. Yeah.
Pull you up here. Pull your file. Pull my shit up, man. What can you do for me, man?
Talk to me. Yo.
You call your cell phone company. Let me just pull you up here. Data problem. What can we do, man? Come on.
What can we do? I had a couple of niggas pull me up and said, ooh.
Damn. You jacked us up, man.
Yo, so she pulled me up. And she's like,
I have some bad news. Like, you booked the cheaper airs. You're going to have to call them.
So I'm like, great, another phone call.
Damn.
But I already dealt with that the previous night because I canceled the flights. I knew what that situation was.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on speed dial at this point.
Yeah.
So, it was in the recents.
Yeah. So I already know that ticket. Like, I can get the money back for that. No, cap. I'm talking
24 hours.
Something else. Yeah. No.
But it ain't even 24 hours. So that's actually.
So, anyways, she said, like,
that flight's gone. You're going to have to eat that.
So I'm like, I know what that is. Like,
not okay, bro.
Yeah. She said, the plane left. You missed it. You have to eat that.
You act surprised or you just.
No, I said, okay.
Okay, Wendy.
All right. Yeah, cool. You got me. And then she just said, I said, so look, the plane left, boy, I still got my bag, shawty. I still need to check these ones onto the new one.
Yeah.
And I paid for the bags on that flight that didn't occupy that space.
That's a good point. You got a point there.
I moved my fucking king right here. And I said, I'm going to strike the queen right when I get a chance. She took that queen, took my king right off the board. And she said, oh, no, you're going to have to drop that again.
that's on you, nigga.
You're going to have to drop that again. I said again, I had no problem. Nigga Sheldon, I said.
Hey. She said,
I literally just slid him his ticket. I said, all right, man.
Yo, first, exactly like that. Like, and I was okay with it, man. Yeah. I had no qualms with it, brother. I was like, yep.
It's hilarious, man.
I will do that right now.
Oh, man, what a story, man. Yeah, and that's just Monday.
That's it. That's one day, bro.
That's just Monday, man.
You miss hella flights in your day,
huh? Man, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, this thing misses a lot of flights.
Damn.
I might have missed.
How many missed flights you got?
Dog, I think one.
Really?
I think one, yeah.
You missed the LA flight. You missed the LA flight.
Don't win.
I'm just trying to make you remember.
You did. I started making it. Yeah, nigga.
When you fly places, like, often that's when you start missing, like, those flights.
Right. You're like, I don't get it.
Yeah, when you're going to LA to see Symphony, like, I was like, I don't know if you missed one of those. I can only picture you missing that one.
Nah, I missed a trip to Barbados, man. Or what was it? Barbados, Bahamas. Fuck it. My alarm. I packed my shit up, man. It was like, I'm going on vacation. This is my first vacation with Symphony.
Yeah.
Big things are going, a little Christmas break, getaway, whatever.
Nice.
I packed my shit up. Yeah, man, I'm folded up. Nice. Right. Everything is neat. Everything's packed up. My bags are by the door. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
new boxers?
Oh, brand new pack of boxers.
Yeah,
man. I'm bringing the package.
You're going.
I love packing them.
It makes you feel so excited. Trust me. I can't wait to put these on. Yeah.
Get there, shower quick.
Yeah. Hey, man, your cardboard roll out.
Okay, you need to release
your pair of red boxers.
Tear a little tape off.
Man, yeah, so I'm like, I'm ahead of the game now. It's like, it's an early night still. The night is young. I'm packed up, ready to go by like 10.
Nice.
You know what I mean? I'm like, just catch a flick. I'm home alone for some reason. No one's home.
Nice.
At the apartment, whatever. 10 o'clock, catch a flick, whatever, whatever. And I set my alarms, too. Damn, I wasn't going to go to bed, but I'm like, I set my alarms for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Cool, whatever. Don't you guys think about it.
Yeah.
And then I'm just watching a movie, and then it's tomorrow. It's tomorrow, and my alarm's like super fucking quiet on the floor. Just,
so it's going on.
I'm just fucking. And then on top of that, I'm getting a text from Symphony and say, hey, I'm here in fucking Bahamas, nigga. She's in Bahamas.
She's already. Oh, yeah. So wait,
she's
there.
She's from Florida.
Okay, so you're going to arrive after anyway.
Yeah, she's from Florida. Okay. She's flying from Florida.
Got you.
I was flying from Toronto.
That would fucking.
And she's just there, and then I was supposed to be getting there a few hours after. Man, I'm like, I'm looking at the flights and shit while I'm like walking out the door. I'm like, let me just get to the airport.
Yeah, yeah.
You just gotta go to the port, man. You gotta just go there. And I missed it clear. I missed it. Like, I think I woke up when my plane was in the air. I knew my flight was at the bird gone. Bird gone. I knew my flight was at 8. I woke up at like 8:02. I'm like, okay, so that's not happening. Yeah. I'm still like, all right, let's get to the airport.
Yeah,
see what it got for me. Yeah. So I'm just checking the flights and shit. They're looking outrageous.
Mm.
And it's like for later to like fucking, I missed a day. I missed a day. So I'm going to get there like 11 p.m.
Damn.
And then I just start soft booking. I do the soft booking. Just take it to the airport and then just see what they could do for me. They're like, nope.
Yeah.
And bro, everyone's like, oh, just ask them to move it, whatever. I'm like, okay, I mean, people always get refunds and shit. Yeah. Flights move. Nope.
I was ready to sit in that airport all day. Like, if that was my option.
They said, sorry.
So he said, nope.
This AC?
Got you.
This doing
this? This Air Canada, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This Air Canada, man. I'm a customer too at the time.
Motherfuckers, man.
Damn.
Cross me.
And the thing is, though, it'd be different with the homies. I feel like with y'all, I feel like. The pressure's not there as much with the homies. You know the homies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shorty though, that's a different.
But how can you be mad on vacation?
Yeah.
But I got there hella late. Shit, it was all good. Yeah, but yo, my heart—it's the worst feeling, man.
It's like a mess. Horrible, man.
You can't look yourself in the mirror.
Yeah, man. It's bad.
The thing is, man, because you feel like shit. You feel like shit already. But then you gotta ask yourself question number two. How big of a bullet did you take? You know what I mean? Like, this one wasn't too crazy a bill, but the tickets to the Bahamas, you had to rebuy that last minute ticket. the same day.
I was going to ask you, and I said, "No, I'm not."
Same
I'm
like, day.
Yeah, it's all important. It was $1,000.
I'm not going tomorrow. And that shit gonna be like 900 or some shit. Yeah. I'm like, I can't ruin this first trip and shit.
Yeah,
nah, man. You know, motherfucking PJ got down.
Oh. No, nigga, regular seat, nigga.
Christ. Oh my god. Shit was slammed.
Yeah, no. Trust me, I know all about it.
Christmas
bro,
times and shit. Yeah, it was wild, man.
Nah, you love her.
I was just, man, the price of that trip just doubled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it a good trip?
Though? It was a good trip, man. Yeah,
it got to be.
Yeah,
it has to be. Yeah, you make sure of that.
Motherfucker, I use every amenity, nigga. Yeah. Just like, I'm here.
You saying we up 8 a.m. You in the 8 a.m. crew. Yeah. Like,
you a parachute and shit? Just full out experience.
You got to do a thing. What's
dog, I was involved. Still man, got your airport pants on and shit. You had to make it, man.
Straight to it, man.
Yeah.
Remember the time in Hawaii when we
oh, we missed that shit. Oh yeah, two. Yeah,
and that was a double decker bus, man. That hit both of Honolulu said.
Two niggas missed their flights, bro. And it really was that we got bonked on the head because
quick.
This was like my first time.
I'm
like,
on an island.
We're on an island.
Oh, fuck.
I'm in the water.
Yeah. There's only one way out.
When I miss a flight in the States, my first thought is, I can whip.
Can I drive?
Yeah,
for sure.
What can I get? The train, whatever.
Train, yeah,
those options
are
in the back of your mind or whatever. Mm-hmm, it's just different when you miss your flight on a fucking island.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But this was like our first like mishap with like time zones and shit and like understanding how bookings work and like, I can't remember exactly what it was, but I'm pretty sure the time was changing. So, like, we're in Toronto looking at our trip. Like, all right, we come back at this time, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then we get to Hawaii, and that changes.
Yep. I know exactly.
So, when I was reading in Toronto, I thought it was, like, local time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To Toronto.
Like, our return ticket was
local. Time to Honolulu.
Yeah.
And then when we're there, the time changed. So, like, we're like, all right, we'll get up for our flight. It's, like, 9 o'clock or some shit. I'm checking on my flight. It says arrived.
Bro.
I'm like, nigga, you not only left. Not only did you the plane leave,
how was your trip as you
the plane arrived? Welcome home.
You bro. Know, how rate us?
Oh
my god.
Yo, Jermaine came into my room. When the nigga comes into the room with a laptop like this, I'm an angle and says, yo, we gotta get a new ticket.
Open your laptop.
The nigga told me, come to the living room, bro. I've never been formally.
Yo.
We have a meeting, bro. This is like,
invited.
And that's a fat crazy ticket, man.
Bro, this is
Honolulu to Toronto.
And you know what's crazy? We're 2 days away from fucking that being a 5-year anniversary. It was on March 17th, and we had to get home for my birthday.
Oh,
next
my
day
gosh.
Was my B-day.
Right.
Damn. We didn't have to, but I think we're shooting some goon scrap. After that. So we needed to get home to start filming.
Mm.
But I think there's like some meetings or some shit. Like somewhere, like a lot of things were going to much. And like there's like we had to get home.
Yeah,
for that day. Like,
yeah.
It was no, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And plus we in the loo. You know what I'm saying? So we already booked the Airbnb and everything. Like we're
sure
at the
is.
End of the time trip.
It's a domino effect at that point. Yeah. Yeah.
We ordered food and shit all week. Mm-hmm, I gotta go home.
Yeah, this needs to end.
This needs to end. Me and this guy are looking up tickets, all serious, man. Just is with us, and Waleed, we're telling Namar like what's going on. So they're just watching us. Fucking, I think Waleed left. I blanked out.
I don't remember who was there.
That's scary.
It was like one of those like scenes in the movies where it was literally just me and Jermaine like in the kitchen table, laptops open, trying to get it. It was a beautiful day though. Let me say,
gorgeous, man.
Beautiful day.
Mm. So anyways, silver lining.
Yeah. So we find the ticket and I'm like, yeah, okay, book this one. Trying to be on the same flight, whatever. Looking at a ticket saying like just one ticket left.
Oh.
The sites be saying that when it's just trying to like
trying rush on, you. Yeah. Hey, you. Three people have already booked since you've been on the browser.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know how many people are looking at this
right now?
Yeah, right now. Right now, I'm like, really? Give my car, give my car. So we see the ticket, we choose everything. It's like, all right, like, let's buy this ticket now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Give them the 1, 2, 3 countdown. Everything's filled up. So 1, 2.
Because our thing is, let's call their bluff, nigga. Like, there's only one ticket for this plane.
I'm like, not
yeah,
even
fucking
thinking,
right.
Man.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
click at the same time, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? They're gonna give us two tickets, whatever. Yeah. I don't know. Just like they gotta be fucking with us. We'll buy it at the same time. Some.
Yeah.
We literally did a countdown. 1, 2, 3
Boom.
Nigga, my shit do
StockX trying to get the kicks.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? My shit just loading. Yeah.
Same time, I'm like, oh, says, success.
Success. Good.
Yeah.
Close his laptop. I said, we're on the same internet. I'm just looking at his shit.
Oh, okay. No. On the laptop.
Oh, shit. Computer's confused. Like, hold on.
Hell. What the fuck? It was just low and it keeps low. I'm like, yo, what? I'm looking at this nigga's ticket, green and shit, fucking AC.
Nigga, the AI bot went.
Rock. Yo, and this, let me tell you, it was not a pretty price at all.
Oh, no, it's not nice. And.
Yeah, go ahead.
The only ticket available was first class.
Oh.
It wasn't as bad as I feel like it should have been for some reason.
Oh my god!
It was still a rackle.
Yeah. Oh.
We still talking to G
plus,
but it was like
both gentlemen.
Yes, both gentlemen.
So I see his ticket and I see fucking seat 1E. I'm like, that nigga's an FC, man. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I see my screen now saying error.
Oh.
No ticket available. Hit the refresh, the ticket's gone.
Damn.
I gotta find another ticket. Can't leave my brother. Another flight. He already packed. He like,
so what am I gonna return it?
When nigga hit you, say aloha.
Bro, he left the living room. Like, he was now packing. Yeah. He, like, we're it leaving.
Is, yeah.
Juss is leaving. Waleed is leaving if he hasn't left already. Now he's about to leave. I'm the only one that doesn't have a ticket, so I'm trying to find a new one.
And the rest of the plane is full.
It was gone.
Slammed. Like, I thought it was capping. That shit was capped.
Damn.
Yeah, nice. Yep. So I find the next ticket for leaving for like later on in the day. And I'll get to this, but it leaves later on in the day. Drop all these guys at the airport. I book it. My shit, only thing available, SC2. So my shit was 15.
Oh my. But days.
When I'm telling you, remember, we're in Honolulu.
There's nothing else to do.
We're trying to go back to Toronto. So every other flight is like, all right. The captain's like, all right, so we'll stop in Charlotte and then we'll probably do LA.
Yeah. We're going to connect
Buffalo,
you up.
We'll get to Toronto by
connections,
March 21st. Yeah. I'm like, nigga.
Bro, sometimes you see the plus two.
Yeah.
2 days have traveled since. 2 days have gone by since you fucking traveled.
And you just stay in the airport. They don't give you like hotel or nothing.
Oh, no. That's a lot crazy. Of them are connecting flights. Just go here. You're staying here for about 17 hours. Like, we'll catch it.
Days.
So I'm like, bro, how am I leaving? Like, it was literally one of those. So the only thing available, WestJet. Whatever, man. I booked it. I had to spend maybe like the whole day in Honolulu Dolo. All these guys left.
Wow.
I went to the zoo alone. Mm. Most peaceful day I ever had.
That's it, man.
You got to find something in it, man. Something in the madness, for sure.
It was a good day. It always happens to be a good day when you, whatever it happened.
Acceptance, man. It's how you decide to use your energy, man. And shift your energy.
Man, you got to submit sometimes, man.
And I mean, it's easier said than done, for sure. And I mean, it all depends on what resources you have and don't have. Another nigga in that situation might not have 15. And he fucking.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
you don't go on vacation that slam.
Yeah, that's like, what I was gonna say. Yeah.
Because shit can happen on vacation where you gotta.
Yeah, you gotta know not.
Some
to
niggas
that.
Ain't smart like that, bro. I'm telling
you. They'll just go on vacation. Yeah. Say, hey, man, we in Honolulu.
You are a motherfucker.
It's you got to be able to find
it. I wasn't raised like that. I was raised to have emergency money.
Yeah. You
know on deck.
But you got to be able to afford something, not buy it, you know?
Yeah. So,
for sure.
And people have their rules and shit to say. Like, if you can't buy something, I think it was Lane said, if you can't buy something five times, don't buy it. And still be okay, don't buy it. But rules like that to be straight. But, like, then again, that wouldn't work because I wanted to see the All-Star game, and I'm just like, listen, man, we got to figure this out.
You can be broke at home.
Yeah.
Worst case, fall back. That's house.
Yeah. Worst case, you know,
take a hit.
Hey, man, we going out tonight. I got to watch my baby.
Yeah. you know?
I can't go, bro.
Worst case, you post up. Like, yeah, not, you for know what sure. I mean? Yeah. You can be broke at home.
Yeah.
I knew, like, if whatever. I got home, that was nice and shit. But I got fucking wasted on that plane. And I was just like, this is the life. Y'all want to charge me 15?
Yeah.
Keep it coming.
Yeah. Nah, missing flights is a trip.
Yeah, man. Fuck. I don't want to experience that again. Facts.
Yeah. You never want that overseas either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not bad if you're on, you know what I mean, North American soil. Mm-hmm. You know,
like in your head, in the back of your mind, you're like, worst case scenario, nigga, fucking walk there.
Yeah.
But and Europe and shit, nigga.
Yeah.
You don't want to be fucking missing friends out there.
And I mean, pretty like, for me in this situation too, like, it's pretty low maintenance in terms of like what I had at stake. Like, it wasn't my money, right? So like, there's a whole bunch of emotions, I feel like, that come tacked on when it's your money. But that bag situation had me venting a little bit. Cause I'm like, this shit is way too much,
it's
bro.
It's expensive.
Nigga, I need to take a bag.
How much for the bag?
$70.
Sunwing.
They charge?
Nigga, that's where they hide the price.
$70.
Yeah. Bro, it's supposed to be, what, 30 max?
30 yeah. max.
But you know, because it's either you pay 500 to fly AC and pay the little 20 or 30. We fly somewhere for that 169 and we just gonna get a little 70.
And they try to level it out.
You know we need to get something.
Yeah, yeah.
They go, it's always fucking sundown.
That's when Sunwing is whispering. Oh, man, come on, bro. You know what it is.
Yeah.
You know what it is.
You
man.
Know what it is.
Swoop, all them niggas, Spirit is on that shit. Swoop, swoop you.
Swoop about 50.
Because they charge him for the carry-on as well. So when I asked her, I'm like, are you doing a check-in and a carry-on? That's where I got confused because I was getting both of them.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what the fuck, 70? But then I knew what it was with the wing.
You got to pay for the carry-on.
Carry-on, too.
Carry-on, yeah.
How much is that?
It was 20. So the bag was 50 and the carry-on was 20.
That's fucked.
I'm putting, putting bags in bags.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. So I was like, I was talking to my boy and he's like, yo, that's why I just do carry-on. Like, I do not check luggage, like whatever I gotta bring gotta come in a carry on.
Small shorts.
Yeah, but I'm like, how am I gonna like? Then they got the rules with the toiletries and shit. You can't bring, like, I can't live like that, bro.
You
like,
got fucking toothpaste in a bag.
Yeah,
and
you
shit.
Know what I mean. You got
in a dime bag.
Small.
Of fucking...
You gotta be rationing your fucking toothpaste.
I'm bringing the tub.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
I love bringing the tub. Across the
seas, 4 liter. Yeah,
you in Bali with the big Vaseline.
Yeah,
if I'm going
like a boxer, nigga. Fucking.
Greased up,
dividend. If I'm going overseas, I'm going to Costco before.
Yeah.
You feel me? I'm packing real Costco talk. Items. Like boxes are in my shit.
Real
like,
talk.
And but that's why I feel like it's unfair because I cannot go to Paris.
Yeah.
Without my big bag.
Real talk.
Like big how I'm gonna do that?
Bro, they do it, man.
My fucking money bag, yo. What the fuck?
But I will say though, when you get those trips, it's just like, yo, I'm just bringing this.
Yeah, it feel good. Yeah.
You ever walk through the airport like this?
With a backpack? Yeah.
Just this?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I'm on a school bus. And you want to show a cool to say, any bags? Nope.
No. Ain't got none.
It's all in here.
The one right here. Yeah. He's like, damn, how'd you do that?
Hey. Dog, I remember one time I was in Rome. And I woke up late, drove to the wrong airport. But I was connecting.
See? Come on.
So I was like, I was staying there for like 2 days. I'm like, okay, we'll stay. It's cheap to fly all over Europe. So I was like, we'll stay in Rome for, I think, like 2 days. And then I was flying to Santorini. And I'm saying, okay, 8 a.m., wake up, bro. It's gloomy skies in this fucking place. I don't know where this driver's not even on the left or right. He's in the middle.
You know, trust me, when the conditions is like that, the rules don't, the laws are out. Like, it's about survival.
You gotta start talking to the nigga, like, hey, man, how long you think? You're trying to play it cool. You don't want to get no ass. How long you think, man?
Yeah.
We're super late. Pull up to the airport. I hand him a ticket. Said, we don't got this flight. Okay, airport telling you some shit like that. Like, okay, one, where's my airline? Where's my airplane? Where's Trevon Richards in your system?
You can't pivot off that. Like, there's no audible off that to go to the wrong airport.
Wrong airport.
I can't audible. I know the other one is far. I know it. That's
why
there's
more
than
one. You're not going to put two airports close together.
Exactly.
Next door,
exactly.
It's not going to make sense.
Yeah.
Damn. So she's looking. She's like, Trevon. A little accent and shit. I enjoyed it. You know what I mean? And she's like, oh. This ain't us. Fucking airport was an hour away.
Yeah. Fuck.
Missed that shit. But again,
what do you do? Crumble? Or you just fucking melt into the ground? What do you do?
Flying over Europe? It's, bro, I looked at my tickets and said, oh, 25.
Oh,
but it wasn't a time crunch?
Hmm?
It wasn't a big deal to, like, not.
Oh, you just rebooked.
The plane I missed it.
You just rebooked at that one.
Yeah.
So you're going back to Santorini. No. From Rome to Santorini.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to the arena.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, but I'm looking at Rome, and I'm looking at my flight for new flights now.
Yeah.
But while I'm driving over to this one, thinking maybe I can switch the tickets. But they say straight up again, like the wing.
Yeah.
That's on you, big bro.
So, are we keeping that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's us.
And Rome was final destination?
Rome was like the start type shit. Rome was the start to go to Santorini, and then
so you could only there. Fly.
I mean, my bad. Santorini was the final destination,
right?
Yeah. That's right. Okay. So I had to go there. Type shit. Same Barbados situation. Yeah. I had to go.
Yeah.
But I seen it was like $25, and I was like, oh shit, like that's a blessing. Yeah. That ain't nothing. And it was like a 10-minute flight from there. But it was the fact that I drove to the wrong airport, and in that moment, just fucking assholes, just fucking.
Yeah, bro. For sure.
I'm like, what did you say?
Wrong airport. That's news to me.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I don't even know what to call this episode. The whole thing is just airport tears, man.
Yeah,
Real talk, man.
I hope y'all can feel us, man.
Mm-hmm. Airport woes, man. They feeling us out there. They might be having someone in the airport right now, going through it, man.
Yeah.
Facts. Yeah. Yeah, man. Let me know in the comments, man, where y'all be listening to us, man. When you're on your way, are we in your routine? Let me know if we in the routine.
Where do we fit in?
Where do we fit in?
Yeah, man.
Is it, you know what I'm saying?
Some
people doing audio video. I'm starting to listen to ourselves when I'm doing Stairmaster.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll just watch it there because I seen a couple of comments saying, like, yo, when I'm on the, it makes the time go by.
Miracles.
Mm-hmm. Fast. Mm-hmm. Dude,
miracles. You look down, you're fucking shredded. Yeah, ripped.
I'm like, oh, what the fuck? I'm a centaur. Yeah. Yeah, man, let me know. Mm-hmm. Let me know down below, man.
And shout out to everybody that rewatch episodes, watching like 3-4 times.
Yeah, facts.
Hey, man, come on.
That's fire, man. Because I know you catching like all the edits and shit, and that's appreciated.
Yeah.
Talking about taking flights, let's go to the ring camera moment of the week, man.
All right, play.
No way, he jumped out the window.
When your son tries to exit the house via the bedroom window after one too many drinks, tries to exit. That nigga did that shit. That nigga's right there on the ground.
One more time for me.
She gonna edit the video right at the moment of impact.
Give me a little bit, man.
You're yo, man. Been, what's this? What's this video?
Let me look
this
around. Video about? Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Bro, did he break his arm?
She need that algorithm.
Yeah. Hey,
bro.
Oh, yeah, for real. I need a hook. No, he just walks off. Yeah. Hands in pocket.
And then he falls at the end and say, hold on, man. If you fall, just give it a second, man. I'm telling you, man. It's okay to stay on the floor, bro.
Real talk, man.
But sometimes you got to pop back up just to, like, not dwell in it, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You walk off and die sometimes.
Yeah, I'm
you
just down, walk off. Oh, shit.
Something disconnected,
nigga. That be happening to me in the gym, bro. Yo, yeah. I get up off like the inverted rows. Mm-hmm. I try to get up after. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Like, it hits you after.
Yeah, it hits you.
You just got that like a fucking bomb, like a flash bomb. Bang. Yeah.
Nah, 100.
Like you stand up and you stand on the cord. Plugged up. You say, oh, fuck.
I'm down. Oh, damn. Yeah, what's wrong with the front door?
Right?
He's sneaking out, I guess.
But what was the plan? Jumped. Like, not even like he was dangling first.
Because I'm thinking he has like a bungalow or something. Because I'm looking at the house like kind of next door. I'm like, all right, you can kind of go down and the roof looks like a low fall.
Yeah.
But you'll still split your shit if you don't land that probably.
He really thought he could eat that one.
I'm not jumping and jump on the grass, brother. What are you doing jumping on tile?
Oh, that's cement?
Cement.
Oh, no. Bro, it's time to go back inside. Nigga, you don't see me press that doorbell. I was like, nigga, whatever.
I'll turn around, man. Just say, yeah, listen, man. That's when you come clean. Because I was trying to go to Corey tonight.
Fucked up bad as shit. Listen, mom. I know you watching from the app right now. I need you to open up. Fucking arm is backwards right now.
And delete this.
Jesus. Oh, damn, man. Shout out to that, man.
Yeah.
Facts. Oh, my gosh.
I hope wherever he was going was worth it. Listen, man, this has been a very wholesome episode 131 of the Random Order Show. Amen. We lied there, man.
Yeah.
Listen, y'all know what y'all need to do, man. Give us that 5-star stunner rating, man. Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Mm. Let the people know why you watch and listen. Amen.
Yeah.
www.randomorder.org, man. The latest and greatest content from us. Amen. New vids, vlogs. Join the Discord.
Yep.
The Random Order Snap Show. It's all there, man.
Yeah,
it is. This man ain't telling no lie.
I ain't never lie, amen. Shit, what we got for it, man? Just leaving with a little something this Friday, man.
Sheldon, man, that's in your hands, baby.
Oh, man.
Started off almost.
Yeah.
Man, I feel like it ain't about the situation. It's about the energy you got after the situation.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it right there. Yeah.
That last exit we did was cold as hell.
Yeah.
Cold as ice.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Piece that
together, man. We'll get y'all next episode. We got y'all with something. Let me cook something up, man.
Ah, geez.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.